My favorite kind of misery. Why? Why does he make me want him so? I ask myself that question almost every day of the week. How can I love a man who's capable of breaking my heart and finding ways to make me cry? And yet, he knows how to make me beg and plead for every inch of his body, every bit of his soul, to make me crave his presence until I lose complete control. He deserts me in the darkness, blinded by my desire, refusing to guide me towards the light of his love. He makes me thirsty and leaves me wanting more and more, that I could drink cases and cases of him and become drunk off of his sex and hunger for me. But somehow, I still find myself able to stand on my own two feet. I need you to fuck me like you hate me, and breathe me like I'm your only high. His words of desperation lead me on, because they are true. I despise him with every part of my being, that it hurts so fucking bad, though I haven't the slightest idea what to do, except to love him, kiss him, and hold him in my arms. Like he was my own favorite possession. Like my childhood toy, my security blanket. He's all I ever wanted in a man and more. But why is he always inclined to make me feel so damn miserable? He knows that I'm violent with flaming ardent desire for him. Yet he doesn't want to face the fact that it's him I need. It's him I yearn for. It's him that I burn for. He comes crawling to me, begging me to love him. Then he pushes me away before I could tell him just how desperately mad I am about him. It just isn't fair that he drives me to the brink of insanity. And that's why I'll always consider him my favorite kind of misery.